Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. While the number of known exoplanets is rapidly increasing, we still know very few details about them. Ernst DeMoy, postdoctoral fellow at the University of Toronto, reveals a new technique that could force them to give up many of their secrets.
Taube Otis B is one of the first planets discovered to orbit a star outside of our solar system. It belongs to the class of planets known as hot Jupiters, giant planets orbiting extremely close to their star, which causes their daystar temperatures to be thousands of degrees. Taube Otis B was not seen directly. It was discovered by measuring tiny variations in the velocity of its host star due to the gravitational pull of the planet. Although many attempts have been made over the years to directly detect the planet itself, it has remained elusive. Last year, we observed the Taube Otis system for 18 hours with the 8-meter Very Large Telescope in Chile. By using a new technique, we were able to disentangle the light from the planet from that of its star, enabling us for the first time to detect the light from this planet. Our observations targeted a specific molecule in the planet's atmosphere, carbon monoxide. By measuring the shift in wavelength of the carbon monoxide absorption as the planet orbits its star, we were able to determine both the planet's true mass, approximately 5 times that of Jupiter, as well as the angle of its orbit as we see it from Earth. We see the orbit under an angle of 45 degrees, halfway between face-on and edge-on. Furthermore, our detection of carbon monoxide enabled us to determine how the temperature changes with altitude in the atmosphere of Taube Otis B. As it turns out, the temperature drops towards higher altitudes. This is also the case in the Earth's troposphere, but different for other hot Jupiters that have been observed, to show an increase in temperature high up in their atmospheres, an inversion layer, just as the Earth's stratosphere. Why this temperature gradient differs from planet to planet is still a puzzle.
That was Ernst DeMoy of the University of Toronto. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.